My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You don't want the people in Hong Kong to keep democracy alive? So, welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave.
Do you realize I was in the car thinking of the one I do to you, and I get, but you caught me so fucking off guard. You're like, you, and I was like, are we starting?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want China to just demolish those people, it's fine. But here's the thing, man.
You know for a fact, I actually do not know what's going on over there.
Of course I know that. Oh God, you know, it's almost, I feel, okay, so I gotta tell you, man, I feel a little guilty. So you put out this dance video and it went viral.
Yeah.
And you know, I said some really nasty, ugly, horrible, reprehensible, just vitriolic type of things about you.
Jealousy brings out the worst in all of us.
Yeah. I wanted to actually take a moment to tell you that I don't feel badly at all about anything I said. No, you have a great new dance video. You know what I was thinking, though, by the way?
What?
I was upset that the only thing that I was like, what the fuck did... If you would have told me that you were setting it up, we could have released them at the same time.
Oh, yeah. But I think well, first of all, When I pitched it to the Sober October crew and everyone shot it down, I was like, eh.
I didn't shoot it down. I was down.
But I know, but I was like, I'll just do it by myself. And then I was like, it was easier for me to control doing it by myself. And I had added a bunch of shows on the Body Shots World Tour. Go to burtburtburt.com. And Jesus, and by the way, while you're at burtburtburt.com, get yourself a Mickey Mantle jean t-shirt. Limited edition. Limited edition. I am only... If you sign up for one and buy one, you will get one. I am not putting them out to release.
What do you have to talk to, like, his estate to, like, license something like that?
You know, they've been pretty cool. They've been pretty cool so far. The haven't really checked into that. I might have to spell, like, Mickey different.
You know, it's a notable figure, right? Like, hey guys. I'm selling Air Jordan shit at TomSegura.com if you want to give it a shot.
Oh, I did not even think about that at all. Check to see, go to burtburtburt.com and see if you can get one. We may not be selling these. I should run this by my lawyer, huh?
This comes out Monday, and Tuesday you're getting a letter. I promise you.
Dear Mr. Kreischer, I am Dolores Mantle.
This is called a cease and desist.
It's like when we made that. Do you remember we tried to make that Burt Reynolds?
How does that not occur to you?
I didn't even think about it. I made these by myself. I made them. I was on Custom Ink, and I was like messing around with the thing, and I made one, and I made a Body Shots thing, and I was like, fine, I'm done trying to sell shirts for that. I already have shirts on the road, and I was like, oh, I'll do a Mickey Mantle jean, and I did this.
You're a dick. I can just sell it. It says Wayne Gretzky. I mean, like, people are like, be like, that's a cool shirt, man.
Is Wayne involved?
No, I just put his name on shirts and I sell them.
Hey, see who is alive in Mickey Mantle's family. Just Google Mickey Mantle descendants. Come on, Mick.
There's definitely an estate.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
David, Danny, Billy, Mickey. Oh, my
Jr.
God. There's fucking a Mickey Mantle Jr.?
Of course.
I am fucked. They're not even old.
No. No, dude.
Oh, my God.
This is, by the way,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking done in my life.
It's up there. And it's that's saying something. And it's the most Bert thing that you could do. You didn't even, like, I thought you were going to change the spelling or something. You're talking about the third most famous baseball player of all time.
His son's 47?
Yeah.
His son's my age.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's dead. Oh. Mickey Jr.'s dead. You're good there.
Oh, good.
He died of liver cancer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what it says. Oh, oh no, no. The father died of liver, but yeah. It says that the son
died. Wait, Mickey Mantle died of liver cancer?
And Billy Mantle's dead, too.
This is a really right? sad way. Come on, David. Come on, David. The, no.
He's alive.
Still alive. 63. Okay.
He's definitely on top of shit. He has memorabilia, like fucking books about. He's hitting you up on
he's
Tuesday.
He's got memorabilia. Yeah. Well, it was good. You guys, there's a limited edition. I made one. I have one shirt. Go to customink.com and you can make your own Mickey Mantle shirt.
This is too fucking great.
Oh, fuck. See, that's why. I think that's why I didn't pass this off.
Of course you don't know what's going on in Hong Kong. Oh, man.
Yeah, I really didn't think that through.
Yeah, that's great.
See if Babe Ruth got any living relatives. Babe Ruth descendants, yeah. And let's see, because then maybe I'll change it to the Babe Ruth gene. Dolores.
She's dead.
89. Nice. Juanita.
Yeah, but you also have to think about their estates. They have.
Yeah,
like,
but do you think anyone care? Oh yeah, I guess they probably.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, because it makes money.
Yeah, but you know, credit cards. Baseball trading cards don't make money the way they used to.
But they're making a comeback.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
They're on the upswing right now.
Stu Stone has a documentary how they're just worthless.
But there's like a nostalgia thing that's starting to boom right now.
I think that's the I think that's Antifa trying to get Trump unelected.
Okay, so. Let's go back to the dance thing.
Dance video. So yeah, let's do something. Let's talk about my successes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's very ambitious. We had talked about Sober October being a hip-hop dance-off, and what happened was we sat around. People, I mean, I remember saying, if we could look it up, but I remember being like, I'm down, I'll do it.
Do you realize how huge that would have been?
If we had done that?
If we had done hip-hop dance?
Yeah,
that
I mean.
That would have been, I mean, not even, like, people joke whenever you have anything that goes kind of viral that you get a couple tweets that are like, oh, you just broke the internet. We would have broken the internet if we had done hip hop.
Did you think, let me point this out. So you made this video.
Well, I didn't think anyone was going to see it.
Did you think it would be like 1,000, whatever?
I thought it would get 120,000 views on Instagram. Uh-huh. I actually said to Leanne when I posted it, I look at it because you can track, I can track it, an Instagram post and go within. It should track by the thousands per minute up to 10,000, up to 10 minutes. But if it leaps at 10 minutes past 10,000, then then I'm tracking well. Mm. And I posted it, and it was like 4 minutes in, and it had 3,000 views. And I was like, I was like, yeah, you know what? But all I wanted to do is post a video to sell some tickets for the Body Shots World Tour. If you go to burtburtburt.com, you can get your tickets.
This your tour is a huge success.
I know, but I added a bunch of shows, and I wanted to, and I got panicked because the tour starts in like a week. And I was like, I want to make sure that, like, I had a second show in L.A. I was like, I wanted to.
Isn't it kind of funny, though? Kind of funny that a video of you dancing like that makes somebody go, I'd like to see this guy talk for a while.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked at so many of the responses.
Yeah.
Like, the first text I got was D'Elia. Like, I posted it.
Yeah.
3 minutes later, D'Elia texted me. He was like, oh, my fucking God. And I'm like, did I talk shit about him on a podcast? And then I was like, and he was like, that video kills me. And then Joe Coy texted. And then the text started coming in. And I was like, oh. I was like, maybe this will be good. And then people started going like, Bert, you have moves. And I was like,
huh? That's what started to piss me off.
That's what I was like. I was like, yeah. And they're like, and people would be like, now I know why. Like, I think even Ari was like, now I know why you wanted to do this. You're a ringer. And I was like, pull up Ari's tweet. He retweeted it. I think it's something about his dick getting hard. But.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
is he not shadow banned?
He is shadow banned. By the way, he doesn't come up on anything. What does it say? No wonder Bert Kreischer wants to do the Jets. He's already amazing at it. That's Ari. That's the most cynical fucking human being in the world.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking hard right now. thank you to everyone who retweeted it, because that was the, how many retweets did the video get? It got a lot of retweets.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. 23,000 retweets and 100,000 likes.
Yeah.
It's and 4 million views right now.
About 4 million views.
Yeah.
Man. But that chick, Delaney Glazer, remember I talked about her on Joe's podcast. Yeah. She's just awesome. Cause she just was like just went in.
All right. So by the way, I was like, yesterday we watched it a few times and I was like, okay, yeah, this is actually like, that's not bad. Right.
Yeah.
But, hold on. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with this. That's some bullshit right there. And then
what's that move?
That thing's what's that? What's that fucking thing? What is that? I knew these pants were coming off.
You knew it?
Of course. I knew you were taunting us.
The best is when people have sent me videos of their kids watching it.
Yeah.
And they're like, the part where the pants come off, the kids lose their mind because kids are the only people that didn't know the pants were coming off. Kids are like, shut the fuck up. And so my cowhead sent me a video of his kids watching it. And when the pants went off, they lost their mind. I was like, oh yeah. But I'm shocked that it did this well. I didn't expect it to do this well at all. But it's the biggest video I've ever put on Instagram, and it's the biggest video I've ever put on Twitter.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I remember too when you had when you did the machine special.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't remember if you expected it either. You're like, oh, you know that machine story went viral. I was like, really? And you're like, no, it has like 80 million people. I'm like, wait, what?
Dude, when we did the fat challenge thing, and we were going in Rogan 3 days in a row, I remember telling you, like, it's got like 3 million views, 4 million views. And the next day, like 7 million views. And then I was like, dude, it's a 20 million views. And it just, that viral shit is insane.
Yeah.
And that makes no sense to me because I was shocked anyone... I was like, I told that story to me so many times. I'm shocked anyone watched it, let alone sat through 13 minutes to watch
it. Long thing to watch.
Yeah, and I'm shocked anyone fucking watched that. People were like, oh, this is exactly what I needed today. I was like...
Well, I'll tell you this, because I should probably just say it now. Because I got a lot of shit for talking shit about your video.
Oh, immediately everyone's like, is Tom doing a challenge? Is Tom coming back at it? Is Tom doing it shirtless? And I was like, I don't know. You got to run that by Tom.
So just to put it out there, I meet with a choreographer on Saturday, the plan is to I'm trying to do it in a timely, you know what I mean?
It did Wait. Timely. I had two lessons.
Yeah.
And then I did it.
Okay.
You saw that. Did you see the I don't practice, I montage video?
I saw a clip of you practicing.
Kevin Bacon. The best is fucking Sickler put together a remix.
Uh-huh. What did he put on there? I don't know what he put
on. I can fight Uka Chaka, Uka, Uka, Uka Chaka. And you hold me.
Oh, here's you practicing?
Yeah, this is us practicing.
That's great.
But Sickler did a remix, and then all of a sudden, everyone started sending in remixes, and I woke up, and I tweeted it last night. I was like, please send me remixes. By the way, if you have a remix of a good song with this training, and you know that it's the one that you aren't thinking, that someone out there is like, oh, this is going to be perfect. Someone's like, but the best one I've seen so far is the SVU theme song.
Dun dun, like
dun,
that
dun, dun 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 dun.
What's it called? Bow, 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 bow. That's Law and Order.
Yeah, Law and Order. That's it.
All right, man. Well, that's great, and I hope that
I can't wait for your video. What's our timeline on this so people can expect?
Well,
you can get it done in a week. I did it in a week.
Okay, just let me.
Serious are you taking these dance lessons?
Let me just look like fly out. These are all. In a row, out of towns.
Holy shit.
That's what I'm saying.
When are you playing Los Angeles?
20th and 21st.
Of what month?
Of September.
Me too. I'm playing like a week, 2 weeks before you. Where are you at?
The Orpheum.
Oh.
Where are you?
The Ace Hotel.
It's a little like smaller.
Whatever. Mine has hotel next to it, not the Orpheum.
Are you doing two nights?
Two shows, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same thing, man.
Yeah, the, You need to get this put out because I am so excited to see you dance. Do you have any idea what song you're thinking of?
No, none.
Do you have any idea wardrobe?
None.
Okay. Can I give you some hints?
Sure.
A ponytail would be really cool. Like if you had a ponytail.
That's actually a good idea.
Ponytails sell dance videos. When you watch girls flip around their ponytail.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
I mean,
if I had a hat with like a built-in ponytail.
If you came in DJ Dadmouth and then lost the outfit.
Yeah.
And you had something sleek but bouncy.
Yeah.
I mean, wardrobe really sells it.
No, you're right. You're right. That's a good idea.
Are you thinking shirtless or with a shirt?
Yeah, most of my shit I do shirtless. Like, I do my specials and my spots and my videos shirtless.
Dude, I can't wait to see this. You know that that will be like Christmas morning for me. The morning I realize where I get a text, my text is blown up. And they're like, have you seen Tom's video?
I know.
I might wait for it. I might not watch it. You ever done that with the, I used to do that with the UFC. I'd buy the fight at night and we go out party. And then the next morning we throw a party at like 8 a.m. Everyone would come over and we'd watch the UFC at 8 a.m.
No one in the world has ever done this.
Oh, it is so much fucking fun because you got to stay away from all electronics, away from everything because you don't want to ruin it. And you know that so, you know that the answer is already out there, but you're watching it. I may hold off on how long I don't watch that and watch it live with you.
Watch it like here. I would actually love if you could do that.
I will not watch it so that I can watch it live here.
That would be fun. Yeah, I'm trying to make it special. I'll just tell you that.
Wait, how special?
Just some little juice in it.
Can you, anyone, please send ideas? The bigger this is, the happier it makes me.
Yeah. No, I
this is what life's about. Yeah. Life is about fucking around. It's not about taking anything serious. Like, people, like, there's some comics that were like, that you could see, like, roll their eyes at it. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, I'm sure Chris Rock was like, why would he do that? Like, I'm not saying that Chris Rock said that, but like certain guys that are serious guys would be like, why don't you just tell jokes, man? And you're like, because I'm a fucking comedian and I can get half naked in front of it and dance. And that's my fucking job.
Yeah, it's fun for you.
Dude, I fucking love fucking around like this. This makes my life.
So, yeah. No, I'm with you.
I want to know everything. Where were you when you saw it? And were you with Push?
Where was I when I saw it? I remember she goes, I'm trying to think the first time. When did I see it? Well, but here's the thing. You know, I'm irritated that I didn't get fully surprised because the tip off. It would have been great if I had just been like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But since I knew something was coming.
I told those guys about it and I was like.
No, they were cool. Jay in he did it super casual. He wasn't trying to. He was like, "Yeah, why aren't you guys doing that thing?" I go, "I don't. Not everybody wanted to do it." He's like, "Jay Oakerson." He's like, "Yeah, because I mean, you know, Bert Shobey like a little bit of his routine he's working on." I was like, "Wait, what?"
I would have loved to have been there to watch Jay go. Oh
no, I didn't let him know. I was like, "Oh really?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, because he was showing me that thing he's working on, and then he kind of pulled it away." And I was like, "Yeah, the dance that he's working on right now." And he's like, "Yeah,
shut up."
Yeah,
I would have loved to have been in the just to watch that, and you were like, "Oh, interesting."
Yeah,
I was curious to see because I looked at I look at the likes, and it was Christina liked it before you did, and I was like, "Wait, did she see it?" And then go, "Hey, Tom, I need you to see something."
I'm trying to because when did you put it out?
I put it out. I don't know, like last in the day? Morning, like a couple days ago.
Yeah, so I was on vacation. So
I think it was when you were in Florida.
Yeah, it must have been the day my vacation got ruined. So that would have been. Thursday. She was like, "You have been," because all day I was like, "I can dance better." Like, I was like, "I'm a better dancer."
Shut up.
Yeah, she goes, "Are you gonna stop talking about how you're a better dancer?" And I was like, "No." I go, "I'm going to fucking make." Then I started I called a friend of mine who directs music, like big music videos, and
oh my god,
I sent it to him.
Oh my god,
I sent it to him, and I was like, "Hey man, only thing I got to tell you is to watch this. And know that we're going to diarrhea all over this."
Oh my God. I just realized what I might have unleashed.
Yeah.
Because I know the way you work and I know the way your brain's like, I'm throwing money at this problem. Fuck it. How much? $30,000? Sure. Bert paid $12,000. I'll pay $30,000. $1,200. That video cost me $1,200 to shoot.
$1,200?
Yeah. All I had is a guy with a steady cam and a fucking one of those Chinese light bulbs.
No, I will tell you this. I won't do something. I'm not going to be like, $250,000 sounds good. I'm not going to do that. But
I'm looking for like a Missy Elliott, like the fucking big, the inflatable outfit with Tom. Oh, can you work it? Can you work it? Oh, that would be so great.
I'm not going to do that, but I might. So, all right. Now, here's a couple other things. We've been putting it out there for a few weeks that we need a theme song. So we should put our cans on. And I guess listeners submitted, and it's time for us to weigh in on what they have put out there. Let's see. Here is this. Yeah. So do you know the names of people who submitted as we listen to them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Great. So why don't you go ahead and just start us off?
Yeah, we're going to start off first with some honorable mentions that can't really be used.
kind of like the Mickey Mantle jean shirt?
Yeah.
God damn it. I can't believe I didn't think that through.
Wait, why can't these be used, though?
They're just really heavy on the Bert is racist stuff. So I figure, you know, keep it a little more neutral for the theme.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And but maybe I mean, out of my comments, everybody. It's like so funny when you post a viral video and then the comments are like, yeah, but he's a thriving racist. And someone's like, actually, I don't see any racism in this video.
And they're like, it's just a fun guy who's dancing. They're like, who's in the Klan?
Yeah, and people are like, and then you watch people fight online, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's good. All right, so this is an honorable mention.
Yeah, this is an honorable mention from Zach from Australia.
Okay, let's hear it.
Bert Kreischer is a Nazi scum at best. And if you let him on stage, he'll divide your audience.
Just a good That's sting.
It. That's it?
That's yep. the
That's open... all the fucking song he had?
Welcome to Two Bears, One K.
My name is Tom Segura. I am not Bert Kreischer.
And then he had two submissions. Here's the second
one. Oh, can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Bert Kreischer is a motherfucking bitch. That's way fatter than Tom Segura is.
Are any of these submissions going to be fans of mine?
I mean, they're fans of the show.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Zach.
Zach?
Hey, Zach, don't hold your breath. Tom's not coming to Australia anytime fucking soon.
Thank you for the submission. I appreciate
Jesus
your work.
Christ.
Right, how about this one?
Yeah, here's our another honorable submission from
Greg. This is an
Greg.
Honorable. Okay.
Honorable. Honorable?
From
okay.
Greg.
Okay. Let's hear Greg's.
If you're a fan of mine, you have to have...
What?
The fucking swastikas.
Will you stop saying the N-word?
Like you cannot say that, and I was saying it everywhere. I'm Hitler!
Oh my God.
How do you feel about reparations?
Someone get the hose, there's gonna be blood! Blood! Oh my God, there's swastikas everywhere.
You're like, I feel home, I feel like I'm home. That guy went on my back.
There's gonna be blood!
Will you stop saying the N-word?
There's swastikas everywhere.
How's that feel?
I'm Hitler! There's gonna be blood! I'm Hitler! There's gonna be blood! I'm Hitler!
I like it.
It's super catchy.
That's pretty funny. It's pretty good. Thanks, Greg.
That's super catchy. Thanks a lot, Greg.
That was really good.
Here's our last honorable mention from KLEE Shade.
Okay.
Is fat, also racist. I'm Australian. Two bears, one cave. Tom is there.
Tom is there.
He's on the left. He's also there. Two bears, one cave. It's two bears, one cave. Two bears, one cave. It's two bears, one cave.
There's
one cave.
Okay. I kind of like it. It's kind of fun.
Tom is also there. I'm Australian.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I like that he threw himself in there. I'm Australian.
I love it. I think it was funny.
Bert is racist.
Okay, is this a real submission now?
Bert is rat.
Yeah, so now we have...
Tom is there on the left.
So now we have real submissions. We have six submissions.
Okay.
Are we going to pick one today?
I think we should.
I think we should, too. I'm really excited about these.
All right. So this first one is by Craig and Callie.
Ooh, guy and girl.
Start the show.
Two bears. One cave. Speaking of hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
But let's just put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna, gonna hate us.
100%.
Cheers.
I mean, that's dope, dude.
I like that. I like that. I like the laughter in the background to tag it out.
It's good.
That was a really good one.
I'm a fan. Who is that?
That is Craig and Callie.
Okay, write that down as, you know, this is a serious consideration.
Yeah, I mean, from like if you had to give it 5 stars, out of 5 stars, how many stars would you
give? I mean, it's clean. It's to the point. Yeah. You know, it has a nice beat, a nice rhythm to it. It has little samples from us both. I mean, I'm going like 4.5 stars.
I'm going 4.5 stars, yeah. Too.
All right, 4.5 stars. This next one is by Tyler.
Okay.
Two bears in one cave. Two bears in one cave. Two bears with no shame. Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura.
I got to tell you, this is normally not the lane that I lean into at all.
Yeah.
But I really like what he did.
I love what he did.
Yeah.
I feel like I could play that by myself at home on my guitar.
Yeah.
Two bears and one cave. And you could really ad lib. And then we could start every show with some of his acoustics and we could sing our topics.
I also like that he did a dun, 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 like a, it's like a, you know, when the scene switches on a sitcom, there's like a little stinger or whatever it's called. It's like that. It's like the show has started and he gives you like 3 chords. I like it.
I like it too.
All right.
So do you guys like this one better or worse than the first one?
Kind of difficult.
I'm tied right now between the two.
Okay, we'll put them both at 4.5 stars.
Right, okay.
Now. This next one is by Julian.
I gotta say, it's there's something about when these intros come in, they're either sometimes they're like too complicated,
yeah,
or
too simple. That was a little simple for me.
It was a little, two bears, one cave. Yeah, it's like
it kind of lulled you into the show, like you'd be like,
yeah, it's not poorly done. I would just say that it's a half star less than the other ones.
Yeah, I like it, but it's just like it would be, you know what, it's good. That's a good bumper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We should keep that.
Keep that for like after you do, like say the music comes in or say in between ads, two bears, one cave.
That's good. Good point. We got to use that.
Good call. All right. I'll hold on to that. This next one is by Rabid Pickle.
You sure it's not Rabbi Pickle?
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. The podcast, 12 years in the making. Tom Segura.
Have you heard his fantasy about you being in a coma?
Bert Kreischer.
I am definitely Hitler. I am definitely Hitler.
Two bears, one cave.
Rob Gronkowski would fucking love us.
Double thick boys with 2 C's for that ass.
It's a good intro.
It's a good intro. Do you want...
I am Hitler in the title? No.
Yeah. In every episode
intro. In every episode. So like 10 years from now when we're both in our 50s, we're like, hey, I'm still Hitler.
And then now people meet you and they're like, you're the Hitler guy.
You're Hitler, right? You're the Hitler guy with the two bears. One. You're not the fat guy. You're the Hitler guy? No, I'm the fat guy. I'm the Hitler guy.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's not going to make it. Sorry. But it's thank you, sir, for your effort. Is that Julian?
That is Rabid Pickle.
Oh, sorry, Rabid Pickle.
Rabbi Pickle.
Rabbi Pickle. Bert can't help himself. Rabbi Pickle.
All right, this next one is by Robert Dudley.
What's up, Bobby?
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call... Two
there's 1K. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology, dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.
Can I tell you my first thought on this?
Yeah.
Outro song, not an intro song.
I was thinking the same thing. And you know what I want that guy to do? Mm. I want him to do 5-second clips of, and here's a flashback story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we can plug him in every now and then.
Yeah.
And if he could go through and give us real short ones, but like just little plugs throughout. So we have a little, because I like that, but it's a good outro song. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's between the first two.
Yeah. I mean, my instinct is to go with the, is there another one?
Yeah, we have one last one.
Okay.
Ooh, if I know anything about Blue Band, this might be the best one.
Thick Boy Nation.
This is by Who Fresh. Who Fresh is Fitz.
Ooh, Who Fresh.
Damn. He's Bert Kreischer.
Two Bears, One Cave.
I'm Tom Segura.
Two Bears, One Cave.
This is that new.
Two Bears, One Cave. 12 years in the making.
Two Bears, One Cave.
A TV show based on me and you being gay. Two Bears, One Cave. What would you and Tom Segura go?
And we just start fucking.
Two Bears, One Cave. And have like a bareback mountain. Two Bears, One Cave.
Two Bears, One Cave.
Two Bears, One Cave. We may lose new listeners with that intro because it sounds very homoerotic.
Very.
like they may go,
almost like,
what is this?
Sit on my cock kind of shit. But I got to tell you, like, it's the closest I would come to putting gay shit on our.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think you did a great job.
I think it was a great job. But I want to hear the first one again. The first one kind of, I don't know if it was because it was the first one.
Right. Let's hear the
right. Part. Okay, so it looks like it's between the first two. So here's the first one by Craig and Callie.
Okay.
Start the show.
Two bears. 1K. Speaking of hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. This is going to be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's going to hate us.
100%. Cheers.
I like it, man.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I want to go with that one.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I like what I love is it has an arc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all the other songs didn't have arcs. This has an arc like, let's start the show.
Yeah.
And then you hear everyone laughing as the outro. I think that has to be it.
I think our decision is made.
Oh, all right. So it looks like Craig and Callie are now the new intro for Two Bears, One Cave.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Craig.
Thanks
and
to everybody who submitted to it. Really,
yeah, thank you, everyone.
And we can use, Dudley as that like bumper guy or the
There was Julian who we're going to be using for interludes between ads.
Yep.
And then we have Robert for the outro.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
And thanks to everyone for your time and talent submitting that. Seriously appreciate it.
I love just how creative these fans are.
The best. I love these the montages you see online. You know?
They're so much fun.
Let's see, like, because I know there's some supercuts that people have made.
Jesus.
Let's see.
Can I tell you, I was excited because I was like, because I don't remember much of the podcasts. Like, I don't remember what we talked about.
Yeah.
And so I saw one supercut, and the guy tagged me in it, and I watched it. It wasn't even funny. It was just an informational racist ad with me speaking. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, in the day of fake news, there's going to be someone that sees, this is it. I don't think I talk it. I don't think my face moves. It's just racist stuff with my face on it.
Really?
Let me see it.
So this one is by Justin G.
Okay.
This week on Two Bears, One Cave.
I could be the poster boy for ISIS.
Yeah, okay.
There's a really weird comfort in murdering motherfuckers, like people of color. And I would love if that became the new world.
Yeah.
Super alt-right. Swastikas everywhere. And then take all the fucking minorities, all black people, Latinos, Native Americans, and then just kill them all.
What?
No more locking your doors. Like, I just want to put gas over everyone ethnic and then just
light them up.
Yeah. Okay.
Then white people or the Aryan group can't be safe. And then everyone started chanting, Bert, 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 Bert. I would love that. Oddly enough, I'm gay. One time I blew a squirrel. Do you remember that? Yeah. Like, I just want to take your pants off, shirts off, blindfold you, and then shove it up your ass, be a dumb whore. And then videotape the whole thing and then turn around. Body Shots World Tour. Tickets still available.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
Start in San Francisco in September. End in Cleveland in November.
That was great.
That was fucking great.
That's great.
That was great.
And here's the thing, man. The amount of hard edits, you know, in that would not.
That is so funny. That
know
one's fucking great.
That you said it, but you didn't say it that way. You know?
I said it, but I didn't say it that way. Yeah. The one that got me off grade was just the sound. And the guy did this sound so good that I was like, I'm going to stop saying certain words in life.
Really?
I was like,
I got to see this one.
Oh, it was so eerie. All right, what's this one?
What's
I want to see
this one.
This one is by Mike Timpson. Okay. He made something animated.
Oh, fuck.
This is Two Bears, One Cave, episode 3. So, how do you feel about reparations?
What the fuck? I'm not going to defend this.
Come on, man. They're people.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't know if I can agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I really think they're monkeys. I told Isla the monkeys are going to want to fuck her because she's on her period. This is what we hate. Why we hate them.
That seems crazy, man.
There's a really weird comfort in hitting the blacks over the head with the steel pipe.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This is my Saturday.
What?
Yeah, beating up minorities. I fucking hate black-skinned black people. I hate light-skinned black people. And all of the African-American community because, dude, I'm a legit Nazi. Yes, most racist man alive.
Okay.
By the way, I would love slaves.
God. This is a fucking psycho, man.
One time I blew a squirrel.
That's what I'm talking about. Have one.
Yeah, I might as well. Body Shots World Tour. Tickets still available.
Body Shots World Tour. Oh, Body Shots World Tour. Hey, you got to send that to me. I want to post that on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Me
that's
too.
Fucking. Oh, my God. That is fucking hilarious.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Mike Timpson?
Yeah, Mike Timpson.
Fucking A,
oh,
man.
Oh, please, Mike, please. Can we put you on retainer and have you do that for every show and sum up every show in an animation? That is so fucking funny.
That was fantastic.
I just want to hit him over. Now I'm just saying the words. Yeah. Like, I didn't even need to edit it.
No, that was amazing.
I just
want
to hit him over the head. All of them.
All of them. And then you list them by skin tone.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was so fun. All right, what's next?
This next one is the last one. It's by Maro Da. It's about 2.5 minutes, so feel free to tap out whenever you want to.
Okay.
Will
you stop saying the N-word?
Like, you cannot say that? And I was saying it everywhere. And they're like, yeah, it's a racial slur. And I was
For what?
For like a traveling slaves or former slaves. Doesn't mean anything to me, so I don't feel like any moral weight on that.
I mean, come on, man. They're people.
Oh, God.
So how do you feel about reparations?
They are talking about bringing reparations back. Yeah. I actually so badly want to talk about this.
Yeah, fuck reparations or something.
Actually, white people, like, let's allow black-owned operations to get a foot into that weed industry. I don't see black community.
Okay. All right. That's good.
But yeah, but
we can stop.
Jesus Christ.
I think we got the point from the other ones.
Yeah.
No, but that's it's very funny.
Oh, I got to be honest with you, the middle one made me laugh.
Yeah, the animated one?
Animated one made me laugh.
Here's my authentic. What does that say? My authentic what?
Someone made a comic strip. Here's my authentic Southern art is what the caption is.
Oh, I got
it. Wait, is that me?
Yep.
But they should know they also just drew racist art.
They did.
They drew racist art.
Super racist.
Super racist.
Yeah. What's the next image? And my European Heritage Club. Oh, and then they also drew Hitler. And then, Bert, is this what you spend your money on? You go, no way, because you're eating.
I used reparations.
Oh my God!
Fuck it.
Jesus Christ! This is gonna—you know—it's gonna suck for you.
Yeah,
is like 2 years from now when like Ford is like, hey, let's have this guy endorse the F-150 or something.
I've got to hope that there is some sort of cyber attack on this country, and that all our internet just goes away and we all get to start fresh.
Yeah, that's likely.
Some sort of like the end of Fight Club. You know what's going to be? You know what's going to be? I'm going to be sitting at a big table and they'll be like, so we're really excited about the project, but there's a couple of questions we have about your digital footprint. And I'll be like, and they are? And they're like, your fuse on reparations. And I go, actually, those are, hold on one second. And they're like, well, we saw this video. It's animated of two bears, one cave that your podcast used to do with that guy that passed away. I go, yeah, he was my friend.
Oh my God.
Rumor has it his car's doing 120 on the 101 when he went off the.
Do you feel like I'll die before you?
Yeah.
Immediately.
Everyone's going to die before me.
Everyone's going to die before you?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be the last one here.
Do you really think that?
I really think that.
You don't think you have the Mickey Mantle gene?
No, I definitely have the undisclosed athlete gene. I got to change the name of this fucking gene now.
Well, no, but like he died
no.
of liver. I think he had cirrhosis and he had some
Yeah, but
cancer.
I think there wasn't things in, like I definitely am on top of all my health stuff. So like more so than, but I go to the doctor more than you go to the doctor.
What are you talking about?
I go to the doctor every 9 months.
Okay.
How often do you go?
I'm best friends with my doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're on.
What's his name?
I can't say it.
Because it's a her?
No, it's a guy.
It's a guy?
Yeah.
You really know, you really have a doctor?
We're really good friends.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to you.
No, I'm in front of it. I'm pretty healthy. I'm being healthy now. We're not going to be healthy when we go on the road, but then we got Sober October coming up, and then November, December. Yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah, I think I think about that a lot.
You don't think, you think you're going to live to old age, though?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think I'm going to shock everyone. And here's what I think it's going to be, and I'll tell you why, is I'll be at your funeral, and people will look at me, and they'll go, oh, it should have been him.
God.
His kids are so much younger than Bert's kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Bert's kids are old. Look at that. I feel bad.
Because I don't want so you to hard. Die, but I think about it a lot.
I don't want you to die, but I'm going to be really sad when I give you a eulogy. Let's give our eulogies right now.
I just feel like...
Tom was a great friend. Sometimes. Am I right, people?
No, I'll be really sad at your funeral.
Oh, you won't be there.
Yes, I will.
You'll be... Yeah, it would, no.
Yes, dude, it's going to be in like 6 years.
Oh, you're out of your fucking mind.
It is.
You're the one that everyone's like, ocular cancer? Didn't see that coming.
No. Yours is going to be like, oh, wait, oh, alcohol does catch up with you.
Wait, who do you think, if you had to say who, one of us died in a hospital bed and one of us died in an accident, which would be which?
Oh.
You're the accident. I'm the hospital bed.
Yeah, that's probably
when I'm 90.
No, I actually think that you actually believe this.
Oh, I totally do. I totally do.
Does it feel weird at all knowing that no one else would ever think that about you?
Yeah, it's. I think. Can I tell you? I was just having this argument in my head.
Let's
driving
let these
here.
Guys weigh in.
Oh, okay.
What I mean, you could be honest. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Bert's older, so naturally, you know,
by a year.
A year?
Yeah, what are you, 46?
No, I just turned 40.
Wow, you look so much older.
I know. Now, wait, do you think he's going to live to 90?
Well, I mean, like I know Tom, like, you don't drink that. Like, you don't treat your body like shit. And,
yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, have you seen his body?
Yeah, I mean,
thank
yeah.
you, Josh Potter, in the back. Goes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've
no,
seen
but
it.
No, but do you think he'll live to an old age?
I mean, it's hard to say that. I think he's definitely not going to outlive you.
What about Potter? Potter has a balanced view on things.
Yeah, Josh, what do you think?
Yeah, let's ask a guy with the worst vision in the room whose body looks worse.
He's an honest guy, though. Josh is
well,
honest.
Well, I don't think it's a body thing. I think, like, people doubt my longevity in this world.
Right.
So I think Bert's more like me, where he will surprise some people.
Right.
Tom, you're sick, like, all the time. I feel like something's going to wipe you out.
Okay.
You, like, sure. If anyone's getting spinal meningitis, it's you, not me.
I don't know about spinal meningitis.
Like, something like that. Like, you're going to be, your death will shock everyone. And I'll have to make so many statements about it.
You will.
Oh, I'm going to be, get a publicist. Be like, this is how I leapfrog into bigger arenas. I'll take his fans, double them up with my fans. I'll do, like, a thing that Adam Sandler did for Farley. I'll have a shadow of you come up on stage, like Alfred Hitchcock. And I'll be like, I'm missing somebody. And everyone will start crying.
And then you take your shirt off.
Hey! I'll take my shirt off. Hey! When I was 22, I got involved with Roger Mafia. Here's how it happened.
I think, you know, they both had a fair input.
Would you rather die before Push or after Push? Go ahead.
If there's like, you're talking about like in near times?
No, like one of you's got to die first and you get to pick it right now.
I don't want to be around with like my kids and they don't have their mom. I think that'd be horrible.
I was going to say the exact opposite, but Okay. Definitely rather Leanne go. Like,
really?
I'd be like, yeah, Leanne, you distract the bear. I'll get the girls out of here. No, it would be that. That's a funeral I don't want to be at. I would not want to be at Leanne's funeral because everyone would be like, it should have been him.
Oh, that I can 100% attest to.
100%. Because
I would be at the front of that line.
Fact, if at my funeral, everyone would be like, you know what, Leanne? You were a saint.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone.
No one's going to look at my funeral. First of all, at my funeral, there's two things that no
one... Like, at your funeral, everyone would be like, how come no one has Kleenex? And then...
Is no one crying?
Is everyone just... You know, this isn't a barbecue, right?
My funeral is going to be pretty fucking awesome. I've already... I talked about it in my... when we did a living trust.
Yeah.
I want a legit funeral. Like...
Do you want it to be a fun thing?
100%.
And are you dictating... Someone... just told us that their family, the person who's old and sick, dictated that they want people to wear like bright clothes and they don't want it to be like, you know, like.
Oh, my funeral is going to be fun as fuck because I want a highlight reel, right? It's going to be like a couple hours long. Like, I want like a full on highlight reel of all the shit I did. I want my Travel Channel shit done. I'm going to get an editor to do all that shit so that people go, like, because I think really, and when you look at my life, I have lived such way past my expectations that I've never expected I'd be here.
Right.
Let alone all the shit I've done. I mean, I've first person to jump off the stratosphere, skydive with Rachel Ray, swam with great white sharks. I've done so much shit that no one's going to be like, well.
You know what you should do in your montage reel?
What?
Have it like all these things and have it build to you go, you know, when I was 19, I got involved with the Russian mafia. And then you turn to camera and be like, I'm not going to make you guys sit through it. So like, everyone's like, oh, here we fucking go.
I'm gonna hire six Russian looking gangsters to sit in the back of my funeral.
I like
so
it.
Everyone's like, I think the mob is here.
They're here. Oh. Ivan, Igor, and fucking whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Do you think average people think about their funeral and stuff? Or do
no,
you think,
I don't think most people do. No.
Is it because we're comedians that our brains just go like? Because like. I heard people talking in my hot spin class about Chappelle's special,
uh-huh.
And they were kind of like aghast by it. And
really?
I was like, yeah.
What were they saying?
That like, you, I don't know. I'm not even going to forward that narrative because I just sat there and I was like, am I broken? It didn't offend me. I didn't lose any sleep over Chappelle's special at all. I actually laughed hysterically.
Can you imagine being like, I had trouble sleeping.
Can you?
Over
I
his
can't imagine. Like people were still trying to work through the trauma, and I was like, I'm literally going. No.
That's just indicative of the world today. You know, I got messages from some people in Vancouver that from my shows last week, and they're like, I just wanted to let you know that I was appalled at a few of these things.
I'm
I was
dying
like
to see your special. Because you said to me, you're like, you thought the last one was bad.
Oh, I'm going to get a lot of shit.
But
only not because like I'm so on the line. It's because the world is different. It's, you know what I mean? It's not
different
me pushing
than when
it.
We started. When we started, do you remember how hard we'd go at like, just to get it recognized?
Yeah, nobody would ever like... one time I made a couple cry. I remember that. But like other than that, that was in Irvine. But
you made a couple cry?
Yeah.
Were they Asian?
No.
Just whites?
No, their son was a dwarf. And and they weren't.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't pick them out and be like, well, what about you guys? What's up with your fucking kid? I just made jokes.
Oh, and their son wasn't there?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought he was sitting at the table with them.
And like that, yeah, I just did the bit. I just did the bit.
Yeah.
And like, look, dude, the bit. I'm just being a bit crushed.
Is this the N-word, M-word?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a great bit.
Which, by the way, just so people know, I know other comedians have done it.
I remember when you wrote that bit. This was got to be like 15 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it all, some people have pointed to me out over the time. They're like, Mulaney does that bit. I did mine before his.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he didn't take mine, but I definitely didn't take his.
Do you know what's so funny? Someone tried to get me to call out Mulaney for stealing one of my bits, and I was like, no, John Mulaney doesn't steal bits.
He doesn't steal anything.
He doesn't steal any bits.
No, he's fantastic. But I had to write.
It made me feel good that John Mulaney and I are on the same page writing bits.
Of course. I had to defend that. Like I would tell people, have you looked up the release date on these? And then they would just not write back to me.
Yeah. How about own your fucking mistakes, people?
Yeah, come on, man. But anyways, I just did that bit. It was a long time ago. And yeah, that's what one thing I distinctly remember. The father followed me to the bathroom.
And what, he got in your face?
He tapped me on the shoulder. And I was like, he goes, hey, that was really funny stuff. And I go, I was like, oh, thanks,
Tom's
man.
Tom's taking a piss. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, I go, thanks, man. He goes, really funny. And then his face got real like straight. And I was like, thank you. And I'm just like waiting for like, what's he going to happen next? He goes, yeah, you know, I really enjoyed it. My son's a dwarf. And I go, okay. Cause I'm not sure where he's going. I just say, okay. And he goes, so I go, well, I'm sorry if it, I think I said, I'm sorry if it offended you. And he goes, it's not, you didn't offend me. You're offensive to him and what he can be by saying that. And I just go like, I just said, okay, man. Like I wasn't trying to like provoke him more.
Yeah. You just like,
I just go, okay, man. Okay. And he goes, have a good night. You're really funny. And I go, all right.
Do you realize then, that's where I would have been like, wait, are you being serious or I'm confused?
I knew what he was doing. So then he went and he got his wife from the show. No, at this point, I moved to like an area of the old Irvine Improv where you can kind of watch.
Over the far left?
And to the far right, like almost by the office.
Oh,
entrance.
Yeah.
And then they come out to the lobby and she's fucking crying, right?
Oh,
and Dan Godfrey is talking to her and she's like, and I could hear her going, he's a fucking asshole. And he goes, he's a good guy. He's like, yeah, he's actually
he's a good guy. You haven't seen Corey Holcomb.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's like, she's like, he's a fucking asshole. And then Dan Godfrey goes, I can hear it. He's like, you guys should go. And he goes, here's some tickets. Come by.
Brad Williams is here next week.
Yeah, he's like, come back whenever you want. And then as they're walking away, I'll never forget, he goes, hey, guys. And they turn back and he goes, I can't promise the next guy's not going to be an asshole too. And he just walks out. But I mean, I feel like that those two people who are not bad, they're just reacting to it. That idea of like reacting to you shouldn't say, that's a lot of people now.
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot of people. I don't even know how to interact with that. I mean, I had a woman one time come out. I used to have a joke about, I forget the premise, but the joke was, you know, it's a great way to get a blowjob, grab her by the back of the head and strong arm her on your dick. And then I tried the sensitive approach, you know, slide it in her mouth while she's sleeping. And and then be like, oh, you're dreaming, you're snorkeling in the Keys, feel the fish bouncing off your chin. And some girl came up to me in New York and I had a bunch of people like going, that was a great show. Some girl was shaking mad. And she was like,
you're advocating assault.
And she goes, you know, you're raping your wife. And I went, excuse me? She goes, you're raping your wife. And I was like, no, I've never raped my wife. She was like, no, you're raping your wife. You raped her. And I was like, what? She goes, you put your dick in her mouth while she's sleeping? That's rape. And then walked away. And this one woman chased her down and was like, learn how to take, like, was way more aggressive than I would have ever been. I would have been like, I definitely, if the woman had talked to me, I would have been like, hey, maybe I didn't see your point of view, but then some fucking guy's next to me like, dude, clearly someone put his dick in her mouth while she was sleeping.
Well, I mean, I feel like I haven't seen the Dave thing, the newest special.
It's great. Well, I got to be honest with you, it's great. And
but
by the way,
I love that what I have seen are a bunch of people on like social media going, people are crying. This is hilarious. Like,
yeah.
They're calling it out, you know?
Yeah.
They're calling out people for, like, I had a similar thing on Mostly Stories. I had a joke about how Christina was pregnant and I was like, you know what you should do? I made some analysis that like when you leave it in, you know, versus pull out, I go, so it's kind of like the first time you try melted cheese. You're like, this is fucking amazing. This is so much better. Like all you have to do is melt it. And I go, so if you've never like left it in, I go, next time you're in there, instead of pulling out, I say something like, just next time, just don't. Even if she says to be like, oh, I forgot. Yeah. And like, just come inside of her. So, I mean, you watch it in the context of it, and obviously it's a joke. Dude, I got so many, they go, you're advocating sexual assault. You're saying that even when a woman says not like to pull out, to go against her wishes. I'm like, I don't think you should watch stand-up specials.
Yeah, there's people that should not. You should have to take like an intelligence test.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, this is a
joke.
Am
I serious right here? You know.
One guy on CNN was pretty cool. I saw him talk defend Chappelle, and he was like, you know, he's like, it's Dave Chappelle. It's really hard to take one bit out of context and then say that was serious and everything else was a joke.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's not. I mean, even like the Michael Jackson stuff, which you can definitely understand. I mean, even when he said it, I was like, I can definitely see how someone's going to take this out of context.
Of course.
You're like, he's not. He's just making a joke. Like when he said, I don't know. I'm not going to do his act.
But like, don't you have that thing where like, because somebody goes, so like, so there are things that are offensive to me, right? Like I can't like always just pull them out and go like, it's like this.
Yeah.
But whenever I watch things in context of stand-up and joke telling, even if I'm not laughing out loud, my brain just goes like, oh, that's a good joke about that. Or that's a bad joke about that. Yeah. But I don't go like, I got to fucking get this guy's email information. And
I don't think I've ever done that with anyone, even with a bad meal. Like I've did it once with a bad meal in Baltimore, and the guy hit me back and was like, hey man, you just trashed my restaurant on Yelp.
Oh, I've definitely done that.
Yeah. I've lit up some Yelp guys.
Oh, I've tried to ruin businesses.
It's, you know what it is? It's about powerlessness.
Yeah.
Like I distinctly remember being at a hotel, like a big chain hotel, and the guy was like, they had rooms and he wouldn't give me a room.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nah man, you missed your reservation. We're all sold out. I said, well, what happened to my room? Gave it to someone else. And I was like, well, hey, hold on. But I'm here right now. And he was like, yeah. I go, is that person here? And he's like, not yet. I go, well, tell him they can't have my room. And he was like, no, man. And you could just see it in his eyes, like, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, he was just having fun.
Yeah, I did it. The Kevin Bean. I went into Kevin Bean the other day, and the guys down at the thing were like, they don't open until 8. I go, well, I'm on air before 8. And they're like, sorry, man. They just did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, the show's already started. Like, they start at 6 in the morning, and they're like, yeah, we know. And I went, well, I need to be up there. And they're like, ha, go fuck yourself. And you were just like, hold on. Like, and then I went up to Kevin and Bean, and they were like, oh, those guys fucking hate us, and they fuck with us nonstop.
Yeah, it's a control thing.
It's like, a control. Yeah. It's like when you watch my wife's family walk slow across the street. If a car's coming, they slow down. Because they're like, no, fuck you. And I'm like,
it's because they have no power.
They have no power in their lives, and so this is the only place they get to exert it, is when they cross the street.
And they're white.
And they're white, yeah.
Wow.
My wife's family is definitely white.
Yeah.
But they're just poor and okay, where they go? What?
No, I was just, I was trying to walk you into something.
I know. By the way, I used to have a joke about black guys walking across the street slow. I was jogging one day, and I was jogging next to a black guy, and we got to the light, and the light turned red, and I was like, gonna haul ass, and he just stopped jogging and walked slowly across the street, but it never worked.
Yeah.
Never worked. I tried to high-five a black guy one time jogging. We were jogging opposite directions, and I went, hey, and he got scared as fuck. He was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, sorry, I was gonna high-five you. We were both jogging. Like, I scared the shit out of him.
Nobody
high-fives someone.
No,
jogging.
When they're jogging, no one does. You psycho.
I scared the living shit out of that guy.
Oh my god. All right. Thick Boy Nation rolls on with 2 C's for that ass.
Oh my god, I went to hot spin class with Brendan Schaub.
How was that?
It was a fucking hilarious.
How hard is that class?
It's fucking hard as shit.
What is it like? Is it a kind of bike where,
dude, you know who teaches that class?
It's the girl from
the
episode
first episode one.
The Hannah.
Hannah.
Who
met me when I was being on a podcast. I was like, oh, great decolletage. She's a smoke show. I'd fucking hit that. And then she's like, hey, I'm your spin teacher. I'm like, oh, this is my sister? She is hot as shit.
So tell me though, so is it the kind of bike where like they can change how difficult it is?
No, that's a Peloton.
So it's the same. It's
everyone's
the same
got the same bike, and they trust that you're going to spin the knob to the.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You do change the difficulty
as you do it. Yeah.
So they're like, turn it to 7.
Yeah, it's about 100. I'm going to say 100 degrees in there. 110 degrees.
Oh, it's a hot class. Dude.
Oh, I go, it's hot spin, and Brendan goes, oh, cool, oh, I'm in. And then he shows up, and the fucking, first of all, he's like 10 minutes late because he's an MMA fighter.
Sure.
And he's just like, he's a pro athlete, and he's like, oh, hell yeah, he just comes in late. And then literally.
And it's like easy for him. He's like, oh, this is
good. He's loud as shit. And he's like, is the fucking heat on? And I'm like, yeah. Yes. We don't talk in the class.
Yeah.
Hey, can I borrow your water? To the guy next to him. Hey, I need some water. Anyone got any water? Someone take my shirt. He's just, it was fucking awesome.
Was it hard for him though or no?
Nah, he kind of killed it. But
I remember when I was at CrossFit class like years ago. And this is the kind of thing where like you see the full spectrum of fitness levels, right? Yeah. In the class. And you're doing if you've never done CrossFit, they'll have, you know, the workout of the day, right? So you do like some stuff to kind of warm up, and then like, all right, here's what's going on today. And there's one of these days where it was an extremely challenging workout where it was like box jumps followed by pull-ups, followed by burpees, followed by power cleans, like overhead press, and then a run, like a quarter mile run or something and back, and we're going to do 4 rounds of that. So it's one of those days where you're like, oh shit, and you're going to see who kind of like, you know, where people are. And so, you know, there's one guy in the class, he's like in his 60s. There's a girl who's a junior Olympian. There's, you know, and then there's a couple like workout psychos. And then there's like pieces of shit like me.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of knowing where it's going. Well, there's like, there go. I always thought it was funny because it was a baseball player, a University of Texas Longhorn baseball player.
Yeah.
And he was just like in town visiting someone. And they're like, he's a guest of ours today. He's doing the class. And he's like, hey, what's up? And he was like, you know, you could tell he's an athletic guy. He's, dude. We're doing 4 rounds of this. When I'm on round 2, he's already sitting down like having a Gatorade. And we're like, what's up with him? And they're like, he did it. He did all 4 rounds already.
Oh.
Like he was so far ahead.
That's
of
with
everybody
Brendan.
Else.
That's with Brendan.
That's what I imagined.
Brendan was on the bike. Like, and I'd gone the day before, like the 2 days before with my buddy Eric, who's just a lawyer. And he had a really rough time. You could see him. He was just like, what the fuck?
And how long is it? An hour?
It's an hour long. And Brendan, at like 25 minutes, goes, how long are we doing this for? And I'm not even out of breath. And I'm like, an hour. And he's like, okay. And by the way, he did not have water. I kept giving him my water. He did not have water. He only took 2 sips of my water.
And
that was
fine.
It. And was fine.
Yeah.
But then you realize, like, I remember him telling me about training for his fight with the Travis guy. Travis Brown. And I realized, oh, he's trained much harder than this spin class.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like, every time they were out of the saddle, he was going as fast as he could. And I was like, I was trying to keep up with him. And then
played for University of Colorado football team.
And you're like, oh, his athletic level is like,
it's a whole other level.
It's a different animal. And you forget that because you do work out. I mean, I know everyone could probably laugh at this, but I do work out hard when I go to the class. I do as hard as I can.
Of course.
And you think you're achieving more because you're getting better. But then you see someone like Brendan who's, by the way, the bike doesn't even fit him.
No, of course.
You're sitting next to him and there's a mirror in front and he is a mountain of a fucking man.
Yeah.
And his shoulders are huge and he's just.
What's funny is that Brendan will tell you, because, you know, he did, I think he was undrafted by the Bills. He was on that practice. He goes, he has that same perspective about like the elite NFL players where he goes, when I got there, he goes, I saw these fucking guys and we're in practice and I was like, he's saying, like, holy shit, there's another level of freak. Like, I'm not on that level.
They used to say that about Warren Sapp, that his speed was so unfathomable. Like, you would just go,
especially for, like, a 300-pound guy, dude.
He's a size 15 foot.
Yeah.
He was just a freak.
Like, he had a motor. That's the thing about Warren Sapp. If you look at him, if you don't follow and you look him up, you're like, that guy's got a big old gut. And Dude, that guy was a terror. I mean, he played low, he played fast, and he had a motor. He never stopped. So he would wreak havoc, you know, every other play.
That's amazing that God made men
big fucking
that
hands
much.
Too.
Dude,
mitts.
Warren Sapp is massive.
Yeah.
But to think that there are men that are that much more superior than us,
yeah,
that you go, hold on.
Like, and also super competitive. Like that's another level of competition too, where they would
that's
go,
crazy.
Fuck you.
That's
you
crazy know? That Joe's got that too.
He has it. Totally has that. He has a pro,
but dude, he's one of us.
But don't forget that, like, we always forget this because it's like a footnote. But like, he was a national champion, right?
Yeah, you do
multiple
fucking
time,
forget that.
And then like, if you go, if you're national champion,
he's a double black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but to get it, like, you have to be obsessive, and he gets obsessive over things, over everything.
So then, what is the difference, like? Do you think that we don't have the ability to access what Brendan and Joe and Morin Sapp and all these pro athletes have? Or do you think that, like, do you think that we have the ability, we haven't tapped into it? Because, like, sometimes I work out with my sister, obviously, always does spin class with me. Mm-hmm. And I look at her and I see her and Leanne sometimes will not get to the point where they're going to throw up and do it. And I go, you need to work out to the point where you go.
And they're never going to. No,
they never will.
That's mental. Everyone has their own physical limitations or gifts, right? And that's just the way it is. Like, we have you have this gift to move this way. But that mental part, it is possible to be coached up a certain amount to put, and then great coaches will push you to a level. But there's something that a coach can't teach you also. A coach won't make you Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan has an amazing athletic ability, and Kobe, but they had killer, like, I won't lose. I'd rather die than lose. And, like, if you were on his team and you fucked something up to lose, he would try to choke you out in the locker room and want you to die because you fucked things up for him.
So, okay, so then now I think I'm wrapping my head around it. So then you look at someone like
Joe would rather go to the hospital than lose that thing we did last year. He'd rather be on dialysis than lose.
Oh, it's so funny. I was the exact opposite.
About yourself?
Like, yeah, in my head, I was like, I'm just happy we're all competing together.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying, though. That's that voice in his head.
Okay, so then what was the guy that got drafted by the Raiders that was just a absolute specimen but flopped?
Jamarcus Russell?
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
So does Jamarcus Russell have our interior drive, but just astronomical genes?
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, yeah, I don't want to go to practice today. I'd rather sleep and play video games.
100%.
So
you know what? But here's the other thing is about a guy like that. His physical, like, natural ability was so advanced that for the different levels he was at before, it was more than enough. Like, in high school, he didn't even have to bust his ass. In college, he was still superior to 90% of the people around. It's just when you get to the most elite level that you go, oh, like, it's not good enough here to just be gifted.
I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Me and you, celebrity MMA fight against Gronk. Me and you versus Gronk.
He would fucking kill us.
We could take Gronk.
No, we could not.
No, one of us has to take a hit for the team.
No, the first person he hits dies. And then...
You think, okay, what could we beat Gronk in?
Reading? I don't know.
A fucking chicken weeding contest?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, golf? I don't know if he's good at that.
Because Gronk's a fucking superior athlete.
100%.
He is, like, the prototype of, like...
He has unnatural size, unnatural strength.
Just the kind of kid, like, at 13, opened his parents' bedroom's door and ripped the door off. Like, what happened?
You don't know this.
What?
He played at Josh Potter's high school for... Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
In Arizona? Wait.
In Buffalo for a while. And then
for real?
He transferred. Right? Am I right with that? Yes?
Yeah, he was at Williamsville North for a spell before they took him out of there.
And how was he decent in high school as a player?
Yeah, I was actually at Williamsville South. He was at Williamsville North. They played us three times a season, and I was doing the PA stuff, and I'd have to call his name. He'd, like, throw passes to himself.
And, I mean, he must have been an absolute fucking animal.
Oh, dude, yeah. He was just like he is now, but in high school. You know what I mean?
He threw
me into a locker in a second.
I saw this thing. What was it? I saw a clip of Jadeveon Clowney in high school.
Oh, is that the guy with the tits?
No. You're thinking of Andre Smith.
Yeah.
It was not very competitive for him in high school.
Really?
Yeah, dude. They were pulling kids out of games and shit.
Dude, I saw clips of Aaron Hernandez, the guy that murdered those people.
Uh-huh.
And
like, I didn't know who that was.
I don't know. I thought you might go, yeah, the guy you grew up with in South Florida.
Yeah.
And he was just like, just a they're different humans.
Oh, totally. 100%. And he was. Aaron Hernandez was. He was a star. If you want to look up one that's real crazy, so, like, FSU got fans. You remember Darnell Dockett?
No.
You don't remember Darnell Dockett?
No, I don't think so. Pull up a picture of Darnell Dockett.
Darnell Dockett, I want to say both of his parents were murdered when he was a young teenager. And so I'm talking about, like, mentally what's going on. Yeah, hit some images of my man, okay?
That's, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at that picture, fourth one over.
Yeah. So He looked basically like that as a junior in high school.
My
okay,
God.
And he has this horrific thing that he discovered his mother murdered.
I know who Darnell Dockett is now that you tell me that.
Okay.
I know who Darnell Dockett
is. So I knew who he was. I knew he was from Maryland, and I knew he was an FSU guy, and I followed him throughout his NFL career. He's retired now.
How scary is that helmet?
And I followed him on Instagram and stuff. I was looking at this thing, dude. So he's considered to have the most savage high school highlights ever because he is this guy in high school, and he is bodying people and talking to them like as a 16-year-old. It's the crazy. If you look up Darnell Dockett's high school, it's in Maryland somewhere, but his high school highlight reel is unreal.
I want to see this. Can we watch it?
Yeah, we can watch it.
Darnell Dockett high school reel. Look at him.
Look at him in high school, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't want no part of it.
And those are old school pads, too.
Yeah.
The pads that made you look yoked.
Yeah.
I
want to say him on defense was enough for them to win a state championship.
Oh.
Like one guy.
We had a guy like that, Freddie Rosella. He was fucking monster.
Yeah, hit that. Yeah. Why can't you play that?
Dude, I want to get one of those.
It's a stupid ad.
I want to get one of those Pit Popeyes chicken sandwiches today.
Yeah, everyone keeps talking about
it. I got to try it. There's a Popeyes right next to my house.
Yeah.
Funny. You can't tell that anyone that doesn't live in California, if you bring up Popeyes, they're like, I'm not driving in that neighborhood. And you're like,
what?
Jesus Christ. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Look at him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's just throwing people, dude. Like, just. And then. Yeah, this guy's like, I wish
Michael
I had,
Frisch.
That's the guy who had to block him. He's like, it was a problem.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Hands up in the air.
I don't know what to do. And then see, like, no one in high school does that shit. You know, like, gets over people. It's like,
there's no stopping him.
No, there's like four guys trying to. And then I also thought about my family. And then this is him talking about it was easy. Shit was easy for me.
Look at he's got his hands.
Yeah, dude.
He's got, I just learned how to run hands.
And so I quit. I quit after today. I quit the game. You could probably play his audio, by the way. I don't think.
Hey, big boy, 75. You all right?
Hey, see, he's talking. You all right?
I like that. Hey. I better make this tackle.
It was pretty funny.
High school? That's high school, dude.
I better make this tackle.
I've seen guys in the pros that were similar to him. Of course, that's the pros. And Darnell is just a mountain of a man, and he's got a heart of stone, and I'll tell you what, he loves to play physical football.
Heart of stone?
Heart of stone, that's not an act.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he's doing whatever he wants.
He's got a brain like a truck. Heart of stone.
He's got black blood and coal running through his veins.
He's got the eyes of a great white.
Yeah.
God dang it. I want to, hey, when we do Sober October, whenever we figure out what it's going to be, do you think it would be safe if we did doctor-approved steroids?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that none of them give us approval.
No, yeah, you can.
But
yeah.
Do you think the doctor's going to be like, just do it?
I know a doctor that would.
We can find a doctor.
He's here on Fridays.
You think he will sign off on that?
Dr. Drew will definitely sign off on it.
You want to call him? Let's call him
right now.
All right, let's call him. We got to wrap this up.
Doctor, right, Dr. Feelgood in here, Dr. Pepper. Let's call Dr. Drew. No joke on Dr. Pepper, guys? No laugh? By the way, Drew's just going to think that I found my bottom.
I'm sorry, I'm not the boy. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can.
Okay.
Oh, I think he's on radio right now.
Oh.
I'll just leave him a message.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Drew, it's Bert and Tom. I wanted to run an idea that Tom came up with by you. We were thinking for this Sober October, since we're not drinking and doing drugs, we were wondering if we could get on a couple cycles of steroids, and would you prescribe them? We're thinking Advar is the one everyone keeps telling me, or Winstrol. Hit me up, or just text me yes or no, or call Tom. All right, we love you. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thick Boy Nation rolls on.
Dude, I'm gonna get so fucking yoked in October. I'm gonna take my shirt off for my special in November, and they're gonna go Carrot Top.
I want someone to isolate that moment of Bert saying that, and then
And then cut to me in October. Yeah. Still is. You got to admit, I do look skinnier, right?
Than when?
Than the last fucking four episodes.
Yes.
My face is a lot skinnier. Yeah, I haven't drank really this month.
I love when you say I haven't drank really.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll go, I haven't drank at all. I'm like, really? And you're like, I'm Wednesday and Tuesday.
Two nights ago, but.
Yeah.
But like my not drinking is like, it would be a wheels off month for you.
Yeah.
But for me, we're going to a crash up derby this weekend.
Cool.
So I'm going to drink there.
Go ahead and also, what's the email? Is it?
Two Bears, One Cave, the number 2 Bears, the number 1 Cave at gmail.com.
Let us know who you think will die first. Let us know what age you see it happening at. And thank you very much to everybody that submitted the supercuts and the theme songs. We really appreciate your time and talent. And that's it. We'll be back soon. All right?
All right. Cool. I love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. We'll be right back.